The little girl in art class was concentrating really hard. Her crayon in her little fist, her head tilted just a bit to the left, and the tip of her tongue sticking out the corner of her mouth. And she was usually kind of chatty, so her teacher was curious. Her teacher asked, "What are you working on so hard?" "A picture of God," said the little girl. "But sweetie," says the teacher, "no one knows what God looks like." "They will in a minute." We grown-ups tend to be very impressed with the differences between ourselves and God, the distance between ourselves and God. We like to talk a lot about God's omnipotence and omnipresence and omniscience and all kinds of omni stuff. And that's all true, kind of. If we try to sum up God in human thought, human words, he always spills over the edges. God always transcends. But there's another side of the story. And we've journeyed through the season of Epiphany together. It's been a long one. But Epiphany shows us that other side of the story. Sure, God is transcendent. Sure, God's indescribable. God's distant. At the same time, and in a mysterious way, God is also close. Closer to you than you are to yourself. God is also intimate, accessible, available, lovable. Not because we know how to reach him, but because he reaches us. Because God, in his love and mercy, chooses to make himself known to us. And that's the message of Epiphany. You want to know what God looks like? Pay attention. You will in a minute. Want to know what God looks like? He looks like Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, but choosing to be one of us, choosing to be born in a barn out behind a cut-rate motel with this mysterious star floating around overhead. You want to know what God looks like? He looks like Jesus, humbly joining his people, his stricken, depressed, distressed, and distraught people of Israel, joining them in the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist in an honest intention to turn their lives around. And Jesus wants to be part of that with his folks. Want to know what God looks like? He looks like Jesus, the Son of God with nowhere to lay his head, wandering around the Judean countryside, surreptitiously planting seeds all over the place. Seeds of a new kingdom. A new way of being with God at the center. He throws those seeds everywhere. And he does that in surprisingly earthy ways. We've seen them during this season that we've traveled through together. Good wine at a wedding reception. Spit on a blind man's eyes. A whole lot of fish for Peter and James and John and company after a night of getting skunked. Pay attention. That's what God looks like. Pay attention Pay attention today to our gospel reading that takes place up on a mountain. Pay attention today because, yes, Jesus certainly does come in humility, but make no mistake, even within that humility, he embodies the power and the glory of the Father who sent him. Power and glory that Peter and James and John get a little glimpse of, and us too, this morning. You want to know what God looks like? Pay attention. Pay attention during the season of Epiphany, and pay attention now, because we are just on the very edge of our parish community's pilgrimage through the season of Lent. And we've adopted a theme for this season of Lent. The theme is the crucified life. And each week we will concentrate on words of Jesus from the cross to focus our preparations and our reflections for that week. Pay attention to that. Pay attention. Because Jesus is coming down from that mountain. And he's setting his face like flint for the holy city of Jerusalem. And there, we'll be given an even more complete view of what God is like. There we'll see, in even more completeness, what God looks like. There we'll see Jesus on the cross, uttering the words that are our theme for this first week, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing." We embrace that theme of forgiveness here at the very beginning of our journey together through Lent. Pause here. Contemplate what those words show us about God and what God is like. These words are forgiveness offered not just to the Roman soldiers who drove in the nails, not just to Pontius Pilate who washed his hands, not just to the religious authorities who fixed the trial, not just to the people who taunted Jesus in his distress. This is forgiveness offered to all of us because we all need it. And it's offered to us at our worst moment. In these words, we see what God's like. In these words, God refuses to meet hatred with hatred or scorn with violence. In these words, we learn that God never cuts himself off from us, no matter what we get up to. In these words, we learn again that God keeps the door open always until we come back to our senses and are ready to step through it. God offers you. God offers the people who have hurt you. God offers us all forgiveness, which, if we're willing to accept it, will open our hearts to healing, open our path to a new and nobler form of life, open our souls to a new relationship with God. You want to see what God looks like? Follow Jesus down off the mountain into Jerusalem to the cross. And when you get there, listen to these words. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Listen to him forgive you. That's what God looks like. And the challenging thing there is there's one more step to take. Here's the line I want you to remember. I'm kind of proud of this one, so please listen up. Because once we know what God looks like, we're called on to show what God looks like. next to that little girl's picture, the best chance the world has of really seeing what God is like is us. Not in the magnificence of our appearance, but in the way we live. Not in our terrifying majesty, but in the way we treat each other. The world has its best chance to see what God is like in us, in our relentless forgiveness. And even when we can't manage it, our relentless intention and desire to forgive. In our stubborn refusal to answer hate with hate or evil with evil. In our insistence on seeing the dignity of every human being even when they've forgot it themselves. In all those things that Winnie and Walter and Field will be committing to this morning in their baptisms, all the things we've committed to in our own baptismal vows. We get strengthened in here so we can show those things out there. And when we can live into that, when we can lean on that, we really do become the world's best chance of really seeing what God is really like. When we can live into that, the world around us may have forgotten what God looks like, but they'll know in a minute. In Jesus' name, amen.